Wow.
All right, I'll give you the site. It's dailydancer.com. Double D joins us on the hotline now as our featured wow. Good morning, Double D.
Hi.
And in these media interviews, you don't use your real name, do you?
Nope.
What's the reason for that?
It's just kind of fun keeping it secret.
Keeping it on
the
low.
People will find out at some point. But...
Yeah. Well, mm-hmm. Listen, Double D, I really appreciated your work in the thong song on the website. I thought that was some of your best moving around.
Thanks. I thought that one was pretty good, too.
Now, you don't make any money doing any of this, do you?
No, not really. I mean, I get a few dollars when people click on ads on my site, but that's just enough to cover hosting costs. So.
Sure. And you from somewhere in the upper Midwestern part of the country?
Yeah, that would sum it up.
I mean, I put you right by the accent. I put you right in Minnesota, perhaps Wisconsin.
No comment.
Michigan.
No comment.
I know you're right there. I know you're a great Laker, pal. I can tell. Up there by Petoskey Way.
He wants to keep it really secret.
I know. You know, listen, I think a professional man, an entertainer, is allowed to have a secret life.
Yeah.
Hey, Steve, what did you think of his dancing? You've seen some of the selections I played for you on dailydancer.com.
You know, all I can tell is the amateurs out there, don't try it at home.
No. It's pretty goofy, Double D, but it made us all laugh.
That's the point. I mean, I'm not the best dancer in the world, but what I do is try to entertain people.
Yes. I think you accomplished that.
Mm-hmm.
We all laughed at you. How old a guy are you, Double D?
I'm in my late 20s.
You know, it kind of reminds me of NakedDan.com, Julie, the naked handyman named Dan, who just, I think he's in it a lot for the entertainment of others.
Yeah, you know, I mean, he has to put some work into it because he has to do manual labor, but...
And how many requests a day are you getting, Double D, for certain songs?
Song requests?
Yes.
About, I don't know, 5 to 10. I don't know, not a huge amount, but...
Do you think if we requested a song that you would daily dance for us on the website, of
I could.
I mean, I don't know why our request would be any less than one of your regular subscribers. We're fans, right? I mean, our request should count as much as anybody else.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I have a song.
Okay, what's that?
Unless, Julie, did you have a suggestion?
Well, I have a question.
Okay, well, my song would be Harmony No. 49 by Joe Walsh.
Okay.
A lot of the songs that people request I don't like. But I like that song, and I've noticed...
We like you dancing. We just really
don't
care for the songs.
We want to see it to some better music. All this poppy Britney Spears, Prince, blah, blah, blah. I want some rock and roll, my man.
I want your rock and dance.
I want you to serve it up to me on a big old tray.
Okay, sure.
I'm serious. And have you ever heard this song?
No, I haven't, but I'll check it out.
It's really good.
Maybe I have heard it.
I think you have.
Oh, great song.
I think you're going to dig it, man.
You could get into it, Double D.
It's a guy, for someone like you, it might put you in a whole new direction.
Cool.
It might expand, you know, your viewing audience.
Your repertoire, even.
Okay.
Tell me, where do you get the inspiration for a lot of your dance moves? Because they are rather spastic.
Some of it's improvisation, some of it I get from, like, dance classes or watching videos and stuff, so a bit of everywhere.
Do you get any of your inspiration from Napoleon Dynamite? Because a lot of your dancing is very similar.
A little bit.
Yeah.
I like him. He's a good guy.
Is that what got you started, kind of?
Not really. I mean, what started was just came out of my girlfriend filming me one day on her digital camera and showing it to a few people. They liked it. And it went from there, developing the idea for a website.
Are these dances choreographed or is it more freestyle?
Mostly freestyle. I mean, I have a few ideas when I start the song, a few places I want to go with the dance, but...
Yeah.
After that, I just kind of go with the music.
Mm-hmm. You know, I think I had steered you wrong there in terms of the name of the song. I think I said Harmony 49. It's Funk 49.
Funk
number 49.
Okay.
How many hits a day are you getting on the website?
It fluctuates. I mean, right now I'm getting, you know, like I don't know, 2,000 visitors, something like that a day.
Great. That's pretty good.
You know, I also like to work with Jesse's girl, the Rick Springfield Classic. I thought you did exceptionally well in that as well.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Give me a little taste right now, brother.
Oh, that's the...
This is the song.
49.
James Gang, officially. Funk number 49. This is a jam, brother.
Yeah.
And I can see you going for it.
Yeah, I can do that.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Oh, we're dancing right now.
I leg kick there, man.
Yeah.
All right, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, sounds good.
All right. And it ain't Britney Spears, but, you know, whatever.
I find those kind of fast, poppy songs, I can get into them a bit better, but I'll try this one.
Okay.
You got to have a little variety out there.
Yeah.
You got to reach everybody.
For sure.
Yeah. Listen,
sure.
DailyDancer.com is the website, everybody. I encourage you to check it out. When can we expect to hear our tune? What's it going to take? I mean, you got to go out and find Joe Walsh and the James Gang, Funk number 49 to start with, right?
Yeah.
What, a couple days? To this afternoon? 10 minutes?
Maybe next week.
Next week? It's Wednesday. Dude, you're not exactly a one-hour photo here.
No.
Maybe Monday?
What if we sent you a song? What if we sent that to you, we MP3'd you the song, so you had within an hour you could have the music?
Get all listeners to check it out.
Hey, Kip, we can do that, can't we?
I don't know. Not legally, but sure.
Okay, well, legal schmeagle, you know how we roll.
Yeah, full of technology.
Okay, we'll send you the song, okay?
Okay, sure.
Great.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see what you do with the song.
Yeah.
Double D, looking forward to it as well. So we'll check back with DailyDancer.com. We'll send you the song today. If you had the song today, when could our song be on the dance be up on the website?
Either this week or next week.
This week or next week? It's a 3.5-minute song.
I mean, I have other songs kind of planned out for the next few days. So
he might be
Canadian. We'll see. I might be able to work it in there.
Dude, we are a radio station giving you an interview. Don't we get to the
have some...
We love dancing out here.
5,000 people to your website,
people
and you're telling me some 12-year-old
here
in British Columbia is going to get their song on before me?
We're not talking Idaho here. We're talking California.
Come on, man.
Okay.
Hollywood.
Don't you want to go to Hollywood American Idol? Come on, man.
Sure.
Give us. How about showing us a little bit of love in return for the love we're giving you?
Okay.
So we'll have the song on there later today, then?
Maybe tomorrow.
Tomorrow is reasonable.
I can handle with that, yeah.
I give you till 10 a.m. California time tomorrow.
Okay.
All right? Then I have Kip over there unleash a virus all over your website.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love technology.
Yay! I like information!
Website of the week. Only with the early show.
Hardly surprising.
On 99.9, Key Tide.